I was frightened by what I saw, and concerned that few in or outside government shared our alarm. Then in early 2001, I began an assignment as the daily intelligence briefer for the newly elected President of the United States, George W. Bush. Again and again, I would deliver warnings in the President's daily brief that were both ominous in their potential and frustrating in their lack of actionable specificity. You could not have lived through the day of 9/11 at the President's side and looked down from Air Force One at the smoldering ruins of the Pentagon, as I did, without becoming obsessed by the issue of terrorism, or vowing to do everything possible to prevent the recurrence of such a tragedy. In the decade that followed 9/11, the United States and its premier intelligence agency, CIA, had enormous successes in their fight against terrorism, and a few significant failures. I was part of both. From CIA's failure to correctly assess Iraq's capabilities regarding weapons of mass destruction, to the operation that brought Osama bin Laden to justice. I also had to deal with the political backlash that occurred against the aggressive counter-terrorism programs put in place in the aftermath of 9/11. One issue in particular was CIA's use of harsh interrogation techniques to acquire information from captured senior al-Qaeda operatives. A second was the NSA's operations to ensure that terrorists could never again take